This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. You know what I'm talking about.
What are you skipping?
Go eat a biscuit.
Put a penny on top.
That really sounded like a CD skipping.
We call it Get Real. We have to answer questions that can be personal, sometimes awkward.
Let's go a little deeper. We each got one. We selected at random. Gina, you want to kick it off?
Sure. Mine was, what's something interesting about your family history? I lit up when I opened this because I love to brag on my grandpa. It's my dad's dad. He was one of the first like Navy SEALs.
Oh, really?
Ever. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. So he would get dropped off, like, or they would... he would jump off the ship outside of like Iwo Jima and stuff.
Oh, wow.
And they would only have flippers, like goggles or like a mask, and like a chalkboard so that they could communicate, or like a, yeah, some sort of board.
Some kind of silent communication.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And then they would like cover their body in like tar because that's all they had for like keeping warm in the cold ocean.
Wow.
So they would swim to shore to make sure that it was safe for the ships to come.
Oh, yeah, when they invade somewhere.
Yeah.
That's great.
Badass. Yeah, he was so cool.
That is a very cool
job.
Were
you alive at all for the same, when your grandpa was around?
Yeah. Yeah. So he passed away when I was in third grade. So not enough to like really get anything from
him.
Not
a lot of memory, yeah.
Yeah, and my dad even said he never talked about it. Like, my dad doesn't know much about that time.
I know a lot of people who've gone through the war will talk about it ever.
No.
Because they try to put it away.
Especially, I think, during that time, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so cool.
That is cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's impressive. So I have one. This is Jim. It says, what's one thing your mom and dad constantly nagged you about?
Ooh.
Like, what are they constantly taking too long?
Oh,
it was like, you're taking too long in the bathroom. You're taking too long in the shower. Why? You're taking too long getting dressed.
Yep.
Everybody was waiting on me. Mm. So like, I don't know. I guess I've partially gotten better at that, but
I think
definitely,
so.
That's definitely my thing. Is like, oh, you're just taking too long. Stop. Move on. You know, get out of there. We got to go. Yeah.
Okay. My get real question is, this is Woody. Did you have any imaginary friends?
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I remember going to church with my mom and dad, which, you know, when you're 8 is not a big deal for you. They say put on your first communion suit. And, you know, and I would have imaginary friends that would talk to each other while I was sitting in the pew.
So that's how you were amusing yourself?
Yeah.
They would talk to each other, or would they talk to you? Did they leave you out of the conversation?
I believe my right hand was named Sam and the other one was Charlie, and they would talk to each other puppet style, but they were like naked puppets because it was just my hands.
Yeah.
And so I had that.
What did they have personalities?
Yeah.
What did they talk about?
One was a little grumpier than the other.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
You know, every day is a National Something Day. Today is National Pancake Day and National Hug a Vegetarian Day. How do you know if somebody's a vegetarian? Talk to them for 2 minutes and they'll tell you.
2 seconds. That and CrossFit.
Well, yeah,
I can't
kidding.
Wait to talk to you.
Let's
about
talk
it.
About that one thing I'm really into.
So, Delish.com did a study on the dirtiest fast food restaurants in America.
Ooh.
This is like looking at over like a period of time, the violations and stuff they've had. They pretty much named every big restaurant chain.
Of course.
McDonald's, Burger King, Chipotle, Wendy's, Taco Bell.
Mm.
So they're all dirty, according to that. So to try to give some equal time, I did some research and found some surveys about the cleanest fast food restaurants. Any guesses? I think one's going to be easy.
Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, far and away, over to a whole bunch of lists.
It'll be their pleasure to mop for you.
It was the number one, and Culver's did really well, as well as, they said, Panera and Starbucks.
I like
pretty
Panera.
Clean.
Nice.
This happened in Georgia. A man was stealing more than 91 manhole covers in
manhole
a month.
Manhole covers?
Yes.
And why did he want really heavy manhole covers?
He hasn't said. Nobody knows why.
Is he looking for the Ninja Turtles?
I think so. I mean, his shirt that he got arrested in says free hugs.
Okay.
So, you know, he's one with the people. But yeah, he does have an accomplice. They haven't found him yet because, you know, I'm sure he could.
It'd be hard to lift by yourself.
Right. Yeah.
It's a two-man job, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, there's home surveillance cameras of him going into neighborhoods and putting them in the trunk of his car. So,
wow.
91. That's 3 a day on average.
Right.
That, yeah.
That's crazy.
We needed a, why did he want them?
I know. This report says it's possible to sell at scrap yards, but there's not too much money in that, so.
Right. Is it even worth it?
Yeah.
Did he want the manhole covers, or did he want them to be empty and watch people fall down
yeah,
manhole?
That's what they,
that's
yeah.
True.
The city is, like, freaking out because kids and pets and
walkers
and runners and, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just get this out of the way. Smoking is bad. Now let's talk about Post Malone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
he's local, pretty much. He lives here.
He's here a lot. And he's one of the coolest dudes, whether you like his music or not. Everybody seems to just love him and respect him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he has admitted how many cigarettes he smokes. Now, Gina, you're nodding your head, so you probably already know. Woody?
Well, your husband works at his bar.
Yeah.
At Post Malone's, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Posties, yep.
So, Woody, how many do you think he smokes in a day?
Okay,
average?
We going with packs?
You can do
number
how about number? Yeah, because
number of cigarettes?
20 in a pack, so
okay.
You can divide it up any way you want.
75.
Oh.
It's not that many. He's smoking about 45.
I was just going by my father.
But yeah, I mean, it is kind of old school.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, because really nobody smokes that much anymore.
No.
Yeah, he said about 40 to 45, but his smokiest day, he smoked 80.
Which is like what, 4 packs of cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow. That makes
I don't
cough
remember
just
how long it is,
it.
But it's like probably at least like 5 or 6 minutes. That a cigarette smokes. If you add that up over time, like, was there ever a time when
chain
he was
smoking.
Not
chain smoking?
Smoking
yeah. My dad used to light one cigarette with the last cigarette and just kept it going.
Just keep it going.
Yeah, because you never know when you're going to run out of matches.
Yeah. I love Post Malone. And
yeah.
He said, like, oh, Johnny Cash smoked his whole life and he sounded cool.
Right.
I think he's kind of the exception to the rule. Like, I mean, usually you're kind of playing with fire. I mean,
right.
We're just
saying, ring of fire.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
And that was kind of before we had, like, we know
right.
It's bad.
That's back in the day when they used to have commercials where here's the cigarette the doctors smoke.
Yeah,
exactly.
And they probably advised pregnant women to smoke. Now
that's
they're
right,
like, do not.
To calm you down.
Yeah. We know a little more now.
Yeah.
Yes. But, it was a simpler time.
Yeah. I mean, that is
a lot
of burning smoke going into your lungs.
My lungs just burn. And I've never smoked a cigarette.
I was just going to ask,
yes,
have you ever?
I have never. I have smoked pot before. Like once or twice. I don't like inhaling things. So like even talking about this, my lungs are burning.
Right.
Like it just,
I remember one time stealing one of my mom's cigarettes. She smoked Pall Malls.
Oh, yeah.
And I sucked it down once and then I laid on the bathroom floor for like an hour. Good time. Good
times. Certain era. Who smoked ladies' cigarettes? The kids of the mom who did.
That's right. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the epic battle between men and women everywhere. It's gender wars. For the ladies, we have Katie and Bowling Green. For the guys, we have Jim in Nashville. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, we start with a get acquainted question to warm up.
Yeah, we'll start with you, Katie. What's a music video that lives in your brain?
Probably Bad Blood by Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. Right.
That was
a
good one.
That was
for sure.
Yeah.
And Jim, what about you? A music video that forever lives in your brain?
Well, probably Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Classic.
Yep.
Very cool.
All right. You each have a screw you can use to get in trouble. You can use your screw to make your opponent answer a question. Let's start things off with a multiple choice.
All right. Katie, did the classic sci-fi action film Predator star Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone, or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
B.
Sylvester Stallone? No.
No.
No. Oh.
Arnold was the star of that one.
Is that where he said, say hello to my little friend?
No, and he never said that. That was that was Al Pacino in Scarface.
The more you know.
Welcome back to Gina's movie trivia. I love you. Never change.
I will blame that on pregnancy brain. I'm gonna use that.
And the fact that you weren't even born when those movies came out.
Maybe that.
That's why when you have the baby, you can say hello to my little friend.
Back to you, Jim.
Okay.
You need to get your first question.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Jim, is the long-running Nashville midday show Talk of the Town seen on channel 2, 4, or 5?
2.
2? No.
Channel 5.
Okay. All right, bounce back with this one, Katie. You have a box of Cuban Cohibas. What are those?
Beer?
No,
not
no.
Beer.
Cigars.
Cigars. Okay.
We still are looking for our first point.
All right.
Okay, Jim. Fashion Week is held twice a year in what European city?
Milan.
Oh, that was a good guess.
Yeah, that was
totally
guess.
Wrong.
What is it?
It's Paris.
Paris. Yep. All right. Will we go to the coveted 0-0 tie? Let's find out. Katie, you're watching a football game at Soldier Field. What city are you in?
Soldier or Kroger?
Not Kroger.
I mean, there could be a Kroger Field. They're a big sponsor of stuff.
I love you so much,
but
Katie.
It's not Kroger.
No, it's Soldier Field.
Somewhere in California?
No.
Chicago. Which is
Chicago.
Kind of a little bit to the right of California.
All right. It is 0-0. Will Jim be the one that gets the first point, or does it go to overtime? Let's see.
How is Danielle Steele famous?
She writes books.
Whoa! Yeah! Look out! Oh. Jim got one right.
The very last question was the one that happened
Yay
for you.
Good
job,
Jim.
Look out.
All right. We got some tickets for a Yacht Rock review at the Ryman and a certificate of Braggification. We enjoyed having you guys so much. I hope you had fun. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So now, kind of in this digital age we live in, all we do is really stream music. You
right,
know, everybody
right.
either like hooks up their Bluetooth or an aux cord.
Mm-hmm. One click and
yep.
all the music of the world ever recorded
at
is
your ear like, tips.
Yeah, yes.
right there.
But do you guys ever miss like the old ways we used to listen to music, like CD players and
oh yeah,
eight track players? So ultimateclassicrock.com put together a list of like all of those ancient devices, and that's them saying that, not me.
Okay. Oh yeah, we realize.
Participate
yeah,
participate in this.
There's no hate coming from
yeah,
Janice.
Yeah. yeah. So they listed number one as the pocket transistor radio.
Yeah.
That's a ways back.
Pretty
that's way
back.
That's back in the 50s and 60s, I
yes.
think. Yeah.
An 8-track player.
Yeah.
Our family had that. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. My dad had one of those, and it always clicked to the next track, like in the middle of your favorite song.
Yeah.
it was weird.
It was terrible. Terrible.
What about big boom boxes? Like some with handles
and
without.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of those.
Yeah.
Yep. I had like a boombox system or a stereo system in my room.
Oh yeah,
that you would put like CDs or audio, like cassette tapes in. But it always had so many buttons that you didn't even know what
most of them did.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Like all I need is play and skip and back, you know. But it looked cool. What about the Walkmans?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
you had the regular one, and then the regular or the Walkman Sport.
And the Discman.
The Discman was amazing,
yeah. Man.
It had
yep.
that like little bass boost button yep. on it.
And then this one got a little bit more recent, but the Microsoft Zune. Remember when they came out, I think, to rival the iPod?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it failed miserably.
Yeah,
miserably.
Nobody. Yeah. That, I bet if you bought one of those now, it'd be a collector's item.
Right.
It probably costs hundreds of dollars.
If now. They, mm-hmm. if you can even find
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like the iPod Shuffles. Where it was like the size of a
oh yeah it was oh, really yeah. tiny
memory chip
it was yeah. like the size of a stamp
yes
yeah.
yes yeah,
yeah.
and I never understood it because I'm like I want to know what song is
right.
playing
I want music right. not mystery
yes
I miss having to listen to song like they used to make us listen to music so like if it was vinyl or some other thing
mm-hmm.
like. Because you couldn't have access to like oh I'm bored I'm gonna go to like whatever song. Whatever you want in the world.
Yeah.
You had to like listen to what you had bought.
Right.
And you found songs on albums that maybe were never on the radio, but like
yeah.
became like fantastic.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you'd listen to a whole album. Like, what did they do? Whereas now we just kind of pick and choose. Like there's one song you know on an album and listen to the rest.
I remember getting a vinyl album going and opening it up and having the liner notes inside and listening to the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That was my favorite part of getting CDs was opening up the little pamphlet.
Those little booklets.
And looking at they even either told stories about the album or they had the lyrics and
pictures of the people making the music.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I guess the rain is supposed to leave us alone from now on. Yay. For the next couple of weeks or so. So it looks pretty good. Last night, we were at my granddaughter Charlie had a softball game, and all the parents are out there going like, wow, it's so nice.
We complain when it never rains, and when it rains for a few days, we're like, oh, when's it not going to snow? It's raining.
Temperatures were in the 70s. We're going, oh, this is so nice. So now we have to come up with different excuses not to do yard work.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we can't go back to, it's just so hot.
Allergies?
Allergies is pretty good.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, that's your throwback.
Can't say I really want to watch the Titans. No, that's not going
to. No, I think you want to avoid the Titans game to go out and mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of interesting. Just like Sydney Sweeney, Travis Kelce has signed on to endorse American Eagle jeans.
Okay.
What does he know about pants other than, Taylor Swift wears them in their relationship?
Yeah, very true.
That's all he knows about pants.
And his football pants are very, very form-fitting.
Yes.
As they are for all of So Amazon Prime has, decided they don't want to continue this court case that the government brought against them for apparently tricking people into signing up for Prime and then making it very hard for them to get out of it.
Yeah.
So they've agreed to settle with a $1.5 billion settlement. So you'll be getting notice, apparently, if you're one of those people that was in that situation where you will get some kind of check. Say it could work out to about $50 if you're one of those people. Same thing goes for Facebook. They are in the midst of settling their claims that they sold everybody's data between, it was a while back.
Yeah.
But they're still doing it.
Yeah, they're still doing that. But for that one, if you haven't filed a class action claim, it's too late.
Yeah.
So somebody else is going to be getting like $20.
The last couple of years, I know people have been complaining that concert ticket prices have been too high. They have been. They're only getting more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the CEO of Live Nation, which actually owns Ticketmaster, has come out and said, I think they're a little too cheap. People are paying too little for concert tickets now.
Shut up.
Right. He even said, in sports, I joke, it's like a badge of honor to spend $70,000 for a Knicks courtside seat. They beat me up if we charge $800 for Beyonce. Okay.
They pretty much do.
Yeah.
This is the most out of touch man you could possibly talk to.
Yeah. Go touch grass.
Yeah.
That's one of those moments where it's like.
Then he retired to his Scrooge McDuck, place where he's just jumping in bags of money.
Right. And it's probably because he's not getting as much money from concerts, I would assume, So he's like, well, where's my money part of it? But
I think he's getting plenty of money.
Yeah.
I think he just lives in a land where money doesn't matter as much as it does to the average person.
No kidding.
So wild.
And there's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville 93.3 FM. Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits 93.3 from our Eurostone studios. Now, Gina, you are pregnant and excited about your new baby coming up, but your sister is just ahead of you.
Yeah, she's actually at the hospital. She should be delivering any minute now, kind of.
Any minute.
Well, they say that. I don't know. The whole thing is really confusing to me. So she was supposed to be induced.
So they scheduled the time for her to come in.
Right.
And of course, when she goes in, they don't have the room for her. So she has to wait for an hour and then they finally bring her back. And so that part I won't get.
So is she past her due date? Is that?
No, she has gestational diabetes.
Oh, okay.
So they always take the baby pretty early there. She's also high risk because of her age. And the baby's 8 pounds at this point.
So it's ready.
It's ready. And she's
it's done cooking.
Yeah. And it's a week earlier than her due date. So
that's not bad.
But so in my head, I'm like, okay, induce. So they're going to bring her in and basically give her the meds to push the baby out. Basically is kind of what I'm thinking.
Right.
So that's not the case. She went in at 7 a.m. yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't super dilated or anything. And so they waited until midnight, 6 hours ago to give her the Pitocin, which like is supposed to speed things along.
Yeah.
But I've heard that that doesn't. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to go in the hospital until the baby's halfway out. Like at this point, I would rather like sit at home and.
I want it to be waving at me.
Yeah, I want Landon to be freaking out that he's about to have to pull the baby out. No. I would rather be at home comfy than like sitting in a hospital bed not knowing. You know, how long I'm going to be here and uncomfortable. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me.
The baby wants to come. It'll come.
Yeah.
Some people don't like, they don't, the fear of being alone and something happening is like so great that they would much rather stay in the hospital.
Right.
Because
in case something happens.
I want somebody around who knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I do
different.
Err on that side too. Like my friend, she's going to do the whole like water birth and everything. And that freaks me out too. I would much rather be in the care of healthcare workers when all this is going down.
Than being helped by dolphins.
Yeah, than being in a walk, like, and all the stuff that comes out of you and you're just sitting in it, like, no.
Yeah. People don't talk about the fact that you got to clean up if it's at your own house.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the hospital. It's somebody else's job.
Somebody else is doing that. Yeah. You go back to sleep.
You get that baby bliss. But no, you're going to be sitting in that baby bliss for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's like anything, waiting around for somebody else to do it, it's just not going to happen.
No.
Right. I know my first son, Jeff, you know, my ex-wife at the time is like, she went through Pitocin, went through, 12 hours of that.
Yeah.
He was 2 weeks late. And then they finally just had to take him out through the sunroof.
Yeah. You have to come out. And then it continued as a child. We didn't want to leave the ball pit at McDonald's.
Yeah.
We had to take him out.
Yeah. Everybody has a labor story.
Yeah, unique one.
I know. For years, my mom, God bless her soul, would call me up on my birthday and say, 72 hours of labor, and hang up. Jim, moments ago, you were saying that Facebook has settled a lawsuit where they admit that, yes, they were selling people's information to other companies.
Their private data to other companies, and now there's a settlement. You can get like $20.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, they're saying, but we don't do that anymore. Yes, they do. And, I'm not helping because I have to admit, every time an add-on pops up on Facebook that I think, oh, that looks interesting, I'll click through to find out what it's about. Mm-hmm. And then the next weeks, Facebook and Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, will just show me pictures of whatever that was I looked at.
Till they wear you down and you buy it.
And I do. And I I did that with mushroom coffee. And I thought, oh, what's that about? And I finally bought some. And it's nothing special.
Yeah.
And
coffee. And then I got like a little acupuncture pin, which I brought into the studio and we all played with.
Yeah.
And I said, it was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Yeah. But it was only like, $14. So I said, well, I'll try it. And it doesn't do really anything. It's like a laser you'd play with a cat. And so now the latest thing I've gotten, I saw an ad on Instagram for a vibrating exercise mat. The ones where it's like a thing. It looks like a bathroom scale, but you stand on it.
Yeah.
And it vibrates.
And you're supposed to like lose weight.
Yeah.
From it.
That it helps your body and all that stuff. So, that looks interesting. So I clicked through it like an idiot. And then finally I said, well, that's a little expensive. I wonder if it's one that's cheaper. So yeah, I ordered one. And, but ever
since. So you're
going
to stand on it and go.
Yeah.
It's going to vibrate.
The thing is, after that, all I've been seeing on Instagram is, shirtless guys with their beer bellies vibrating. And I went like,
oh,
if I'd seen this before, I would not have offered.
Isn't that what you're trying to get away from?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
want to see the after pictures, not the before pictures.
I want to see the fantasy pictures.
Yeah, the picture like, look at this.
What am I going to look like?
Yeah. So I'll let you know how that works. Maybe I'll even bring it into the studio and we can all stand on it and vibrate.
Yeah, we should try it.
Maybe that'll force your labor.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that.
All right.
Yeah, lose some weight right there.
It's a plan.
7 or 8 pounds.
Yes. We have a weekend ahead of us with no supervision. What are we doing?
Gina, you've got a weekend of jet setting around the country.
Yeah. I'm headed to Austin here in a little bit. Have some stuff for my other job to do and then some family time, which is exciting. And then, quick turnaround. I'll be back Sunday morning. So really quick trip. What about you guys?
Mine is not a very interesting weekend. it's doing all the things I've not done and put off.
Stuff
you've
been putting off, yeah.
Yeah, outside stuff. I've got to power wash some stuff, and I'm just not looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, the weather's supposed to be a lot nicer this weekend.
I know, that sucks.
Yeah. We need another excuse to not do things.
Gotta do it.
I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon. Then tonight, my granddaughter Charlie has a softball game. Ollie, my grandson, has a soccer game tomorrow, and then probably go church and watch the Titans lose, most likely.
Nice. Okay.
Although they're playing the Texans, and both of those teams suck. So it'd be really, it's too bad somebody has to win. We'll catch you back here Monday morning with Gender Wars and another round of the Woody and Jim Joke Off.